Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. A couple weeks ago, I told you that our two engineers were in Powers, Michigan, putting up a new radio tower. Well, it turned out that wasn't the case, although the work they did that day was something that needed to get done before tower work could be done. So yesterday, Alan informed me that he and Brett would be working in Powers today and tomorrow. And this time I asked him point blank, what are you working on? Well, today they are taking the tower sections up there, along with the associated hardware. Plus, they're cleaning up the small building located there and installing equipment in an equipment rack. Then tomorrow, weather permitting, the tower will go up, and the antennas will get mounted and connected to the equipment inside the building, and some testing will take place as well. It will be next week before the new Powers translator site will go live, and when it does, it will be on a different frequency than you might be used to hearing it at, and I'll tell you next week when that will happen and where you will need to change your radio dial to listen to the Powers translator. But do keep Alan and Brett in your prayers for both safety and success in getting everything installed. And by the way, they are not the ones stacking the tower, as we call it, one 10-foot section at a time. That will be done by another individual, with Alan and Brett serving as the ground crew. It's more than a one-man job. Guy wires have to be attached and tensioned at various heights as they're reached, and that's definitely taking extra hands to do. Over the years, back when Alan and I were younger, he and I put up several radio towers together, with him doing the climbing and me working as the ground crew. Ah, the good old days when we could do that kind of work. It saved a lot of money doing it ourselves. Now, if you're not familiar with our translator stations, we have about 25 of them, rebroadcasting WRVM, scattered across Wisconsin and in the UP. And you can find a complete list and coverage map of those on our website at wrvm.org. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for your prayers and your gifts that help keep us on the air. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. You can make a gift online at our website when you're checking out those translators. Our website address again, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.